WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7, 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board agrees with administrators to delay construction of a two-story addition at Rutter High School. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the architect and the project manager are working out how many more students will fit into Rutter's core area.
Core is a concern because of the gymnasium space, the cafeteria space, and the library space. That's what's considered the core.
The board unanimously voted to amend the contract, which reduces the scope of the Rutter project for the time being from $6 million to around $2.5 million.
We're not going to spend it. We're going to make sure it's spent wisely and correctly, and we're all on the same page before we just start building something.
The board was told everything that is supposed to open next week is on schedule. You can hear a complete update during WTAW's 5 p.m. news hour. Those having business this week at many Bryan School District campuses will have to navigate around construction zones.
We've been inspecting almost every campus.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowes asks adults to pay closer attention to their children.
They have had contractors in there ever since summer let out, and they've been renovating a whole lot of school areas.
Bal says to keep an eye out for construction equipment that may be driving around campuses and to stay out of work areas where there could be tools that can injure children. The Texas Education Agency has released its accountability ratings for public schools and charters during the 2015-16 school year. Both the Bryan and College Station districts received a MET standard rating, as did CSISD traditional campuses. College Station's and Bryan's alternative schools met the MET alternative standard ratings. Then two Bryan campuses were given improvement required ratings, Rutter High School and Branch Elementary. Scores of the individual districts are online at WTAW.com, as is a link to the TEA's website to check on any of the 8,600 campuses statewide. A veteran Texas A&M professor says he's sticking to his convictions by resigning because of the state's new campus carry law.
I think if you object to something, it's your patriotic duty to object to it.
John Ellison, who was a professor of genetics for more than 30 years, says he does not think there is any benefit to having guns in classrooms. Former Texas A&M football coach Jackie Sherrill addressed a group of doctors in San Antonio on behalf of stem cell treatments. The 72-year-old says he became a believer when he used stem cell treatment for a shoulder injury.
3 days completely without any pain. 5 days I had full range and could do lift weights.
Sherrill is involved with a Houston-based company doing stem cell clinical trials. The CEO of Celltex, David Eller, was the chancellor and chairman of the A&M System Board of Regents when Sherrill coached the Aggies. And the Brazos County Sheriff's Office is the target of another phone scam, a reminder that they or any other law enforcement agency will never call to demand immediate payment and will never call about debts that are owed without first mailing you a notice or demand payment by a specific source, which this time is a Green Dot Money Pack. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Office or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. WTAW news time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let groundshuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We continue to be in a very moist weather pattern that keeps clouds, showers, and thunderstorms in the forecast for today. Highs 85 to 90. National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect for the area through 7 p.m. in the evening. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight, too. Those will be 70 to 75. Showers and storms tomorrow were 85 to 90 degrees. Mostly cloudy Thursday. A chance for showers and thunderstorms. Highs Thursday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor going to have your Aggie football report. Trevor Knight is on another award watch list. The Cowboys signed the NFL's highest paid center, and four NFL linebackers may be suspended over performance-enhancing drugs. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, I know this is 713. This is shocking. Commercials are brainwashing your kids to eat junk.
No.
No, really. Brain scans prove that junk food ads drive children to crave sweet and salty treats.
Well, no kidding. That's their job.
Yeah. And it makes them even more impulsive in grabbing tasty foods over healthy ones.
Imagine that.
But who would buy your product if you came on TV and you were like,
it's really not good
for
you.
This is bad for you.
I mean, it tastes good, but you probably shouldn't eat it. Now, like, why would you do that?
This previous studies have shown a link between commercials and how much or what kind of food the kids will consume. This new research actually took MRI scans of 23 children, ages 8 to 14.
23, good sample size right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, while they watched these ads and scanned them again afterwards.
It's also, it's also a very specific number, 23.
You guys had MRI? Have you had an MRI?
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. I don't think so,
right,
no.
They pretty much tell you to lay still, okay? Don't do nothing else. Now, I'm not going to say it's traumatic. It's not. I'm kind of half semi claustrophobic. I necessarily wasn't comfy while that's going on. So what I'm saying is, it's not like you're sitting in your living room when you're doing the MRI deal. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So that might have something to do with it, just not ideal exactly. Then, as you say, we're talking about a ginormous sample size of 23 because an MRI scan ain't cheap, okay?
Yeah.
And then the age, what was the age
8 to 14.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So.
All right, so here's what they did is they found that the brain's reward center became more active after they saw the food commercials. Oh, no kidding. Really?
Any commercial, any kind of visual stimulation.
I mean, golly. So, and here's something else. While the kids generally decided what to eat based on taste over nutrition, they are kids after all, and the taste became significantly more important to them after watching the food commercial.
What 8-year-old is going to say, you know, I'll probably pick the broccoli
That's
over
right.
the pizza because
yeah.
it's better
That's
for
right.
me.
I've been thinking about string beans all day.
I think the hypothesis was flawed there.
Again, don't know who spent the money on that, and I don't know what they expect to do. Are you, mom and dad, this morning saying, okay, that's it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's the linchpin. That's the tipping point. We're not going to eat any more unhealthy food because 23 kids got an MRI brain scan.
Right. Or are we going to completely cut off TV because commercials are brainwashing our children?
That's right.
And that's, I mean, that is the stimulus that you know your children are getting.
Right.
How about when they're sitting in the lunchroom and somebody is eating something that looks good to them? I mean, that's going to do the same thing.
Absolutely.
That's going to make them want that.
Walking into the store and seeing it.
And, you know, schools are starting to take all those sugary snacks out of the machines so that you can get a brown apple on the seventh day out of the machine. It's going to, as it falls down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, once again, trail mix is not healthy. I know you want to think it is, but it's really not.
Nope, it's just a bag of sodium.
Yeah, that's right. And there's granola.
Sodium and sugar. Yeah. Yep.
So you got all of that. But the good news is, if you're going to eat food that may be bad for you, there now may be a new utensil to help you out. We know all about the spork, right?
Of course.
I mean, we think that KFC invented the spork, but truth be told, the spork actually, just by the way, was first manufactured in the late 19th century.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And you know, the spork
history.
Yeah. Well, where else are you going to get it, right?
Right.
So the deal is that there was a patent by a guy named Samuel Francis that was issued in February of 1874. And the spork makes sense. I mean, you can see that. For instance, the first product I think of is rice, okay? Because, you know, maybe see the fork could kind of cause it to fall between the tines or off the tines. If you got the spork thing happening, then that kind of scoops it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the spork is designed, I think, probably by KFC because they didn't know exactly what to do because folks were eating coleslaw at that time. And, of course, their wonderful mashed potatoes. They've got, you know, the greatest mashed potatoes ever, if you've ever tried those.
They're good.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Oh, you don't like them?
I haven't been there in a while. It's probably been 30 years.
I mean, I wouldn't say they're the greatest in the world.
It's okay. It's all right. But imagine that. Here's the other deal. What if you like to eat Chinese, okay? And you'd like to go ahead and do the chopstick thing, but yeah, and maybe you want to learn. You could be in any
but
point.
But you're
in
not Chinese and you can't
exactly
use chopsticks.
You can't do that.
Okay.
Now, or it could be that you know, okay, I'm going to learn to do this, kind of like brushing your teeth with your left hand or something. I want to learn how to do this, and so
I want to be more cultured.
Dexterity is important.
So you start with that, okay? And so you give it a try, and after a while, you realize you're going to starve if you have to depend on being able to use chopsticks, because you could get the pieces of Kung Pao chicken, but you can't get to the rice and all that other stuff. Comes now Panda Express with the chork.
The chork.
The chork. It is chopsticks on one end and a plain old good old U.S. American fork on the other. How you like that?
That's awesome.
They will be available.
It is.
They will be available. They made the announcement, let me see, about a week ago.
Oh.
And it'll be coming to stores near us, hopefully, sometime by December nationwide.
Nice.
It's the chork.
You can also order your own at thechork.com.
Whoa.
Get out of here. Now, wait a minute. And how much does it cost?
Let's see. Retail, there's, for a 24 count, $9.99.
Okay, that was my point. Are you going to just have one?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, think about that. Would that be the life of the party? You put about 10 chorks in your purse before you head out to the place to eat, and people are trying that, or you can just kind of throw them out there.
Man.
What if
hey
they're
guys,
pre-wrapped
I'm
in plastic? That's right. Toss them out in the middle of the table. You will be.
Well, because they have, like, the cheater chopsticks that have the little pincher at the top,
yeah.
So it makes it really easy.
But again,
this is even better.
Well, with the... And you could still only get 3 kernels of rice.
Exactly. Or the noodles. Noodles are so hard.
Oh, that's a good point, too. Yeah, noodle, because they'll slip out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then,
yep.
You know, and if you're sitting around people that you don't want to embarrass yourself, you know, when you're tilting your head over to try to jam them in your mouth, it doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
I was eating with chopsticks yesterday, actually.
Were you?
Yeah.
Wait, one in each hand, or how's that work? Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know.
So
now, what's even better is if there was a... I don't even know how to say this. What if they're a spork and chork combo?
Well, that could be everything, couldn't it?
Right.
Hey.
Million-dollar idea.
I was going to say, get going.
Patent it. Let's go.
Okay, you can start after 9 o'clock if start drawing that concept up and, you know, shooting that off to something. Okay. I just found out about this today, this morning. I guess I'm maybe a little behind the times. Now, We know that that Trump and Putin seem to be close on some level, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and we don't know exactly what that is, and that makes people uncomfy. Well, apparently, here's the deal. The connection may well be Ivanka Trump and Wendy Murdoch, who is rumored to be Pootie Poot's girlfriend.
Oh.
Because they're like almost besties.
Besties.
They were spotted vacationing in Croatia together over the weekend, taking in the sights and posing for an Instagram selfie.
Oh.
Wendy, rumored to be dating Pootie Poot, and has long and significant friendship with, it's Ivanka, that's his daughter. I have mm-hmm. no
yes,
idea.
Yes, that's his daughter.
Anyway, so they're like buddies. Oh. According to Vogue, Wendy was the one who played matchmaker between Trump and her now husband, Jared Kushner, who is also a major behind-the-scenes player in the Donald Trump campaign. So Ivanka and Wendy,
but you know, Ivanka
right
and Chelsea Clinton are good friends, too.
Oh, that's what I was going right.
to say. So I was going to say, here's the real twist. So is Chelsea really, was yes. also vacationing.
All right.
She
yeah,
wasn't. She wasn't.
No. But still.
Yeah. So,
but they could have been communicating, and we wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
You
know?
Well, we would. It'd be out on right. Hillary's email server somewhere.
Yeah. So we'll find out
we'd
about
find
it eventually.
It. Yeah. Yeah. They'll leak it.
So, folks, you see, there are cycles within cycles that we don't even know about.
Yep.
Indeed.
Old gray-haired men know nothing about these friendships that are going on.
No, because it's on Instagram, and they're going, what?
And speaking of hair, Gabby Douglas's mom is really upset. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I did. I read about it this morning.
Man, Natalie Hawkins had told Reuters that in a revealing new interview that the gymnast has had to deal with people criticizing her hair. And accusations that she bleached her skin and that she had implants. And most notably, she was not smiling and supportive when her teammates won gold medals.
Crabby Gabby.
Is that what?
Yep. No, that's the nickname that she's been getting because... And I've noticed it. She was so loved during the 2012 London Olympics.
Oh, sure.
And she was like the one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, this year she didn't even qualify for the individual all around, which is what she won gold in London. And then she placed seventh in the uneven bars. And so she's been getting a lot of criticism that, and there was one picture when they won gold and they, their national anthem was playing. She did not cover her heart with
didn't,
her hand.
She didn't put her hand over her
and
heart.
She's been getting a lot of criticism for that. So.
So that's mom trying to come to her defense.
I didn't hear about the hair, though.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Apparently. Miss Hawkins says that her mother spent 30 years in the military. Her dad, a two-time Vietnam vet, downright insulting that anyone would accuse her family of being unpatriotic because she didn't put her hand over her heart. Basically, she says that she is fed up because her daughter is heartbroken and being bullied. So we're playing the bully card now.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. The drama of the Olympics.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine it 30 years ago when they were doing the Olympics, a story like this had rolled? I mean,
yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I'm fairly certain that a blood vessel just popped in my head. Oh.
So the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of the state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than our great state. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. TXTraders.com.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota, value efficiency and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at statekubotadealers.com.
Okay, sir, everything looks good here. All we need now is for you to take a drug test and the job is yours.
Reality check. It's hard enough to get a job. Drug use makes it even harder. Too many Texans miss out on job opportunities because of bad decisions with drugs and alcohol. Remember, 3 out of 5 employers drug test either before hiring or randomly throughout employment. Be drug-free so you can pee drug-free.
Let's do some weather. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, here we go. It's actually an 80% chance of some showers out there during the day today. And the pattern, at least for Brazos County, looks like we're going to have a little more widespread showers than we did have actually yesterday. High today will be 85, 74 for a low temperature tonight. Then we have a 60% chance of rain on Wednesday, and 83 will be our high. Still continuing with a 50% chance on Thursday and 40% as we head to the weekend as it stands right now. And again, because we're getting shower activity now when it's not so warm outside, good chance that it'll be building up. So there is widespread showers across Brazos County right now, but heavy stuff coming up from Columbus, El Campo, and coming in off the coast that probably will get here in just a little while. As far as the temps are concerned right now, we're looking at 76 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
If you are a Seattle landlord, you might as well be a common criminal. Starting in January, Seattle's liberal government is going to force landlords to rent housing units to whichever qualified applicant shows up first. By law, it's now first come, first served. Landlords are forbidden to use their own judgment in selecting renters for their properties. Councilmember Lisa Herbold, one of the champions of the policy, says that when landlords pick a renter, their own biases come into play. Now, of course, Councilmember Herbold, Miss Goody Two Shoes, can't mind her own business, is unaware that she's showing her bias. She's smearing people without an iota of proof. Shanna Smith with the National Fair Housing Alliance. We know landlords skip people all the time, and often the people they skip are people of color, people with vouchers, families with children, she says. How does she know all this? Magic. She just knows it, folks. You Seattle landlords, you have been tarnished as racists and bigots, and given marching orders on choosing your tenants. The liberals that run your city really believe they can manage your property better than you can because you're just a creep. Now, if landlords don't push back on this, it's going to spread fast. Why anybody in Seattle would rent out property they own after this is beyond me. Now, there's a lesson here. Liberals, from Hillary Clinton to Councilwoman Lisa Herbold, are just insufferable. And their mission in life is to make hardworking American achievers' lives completely miserable and not their own.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false, you can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 76 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The upcoming renovation of Rudder High School will not include a two-story classroom addition for the time being. The Bryan School Board unanimously approved cutting the contract by about $3.5 million. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're still working on making sure the expansion accommodates the student population using the library, cafeteria, and other core areas of the campus.
We had two different people go through there, architects and project managers, and we're not quite on the same page yet as far as what that core number is. We've got to get that core number down to a concrete number first before we can start adding on. Of course, we are adding on the library, but do we need to add on to library space or gymnasium space? So we've got to get that core first, and then we'll have a better understanding and be able to spend that money more fiscally responsible.
As for the unspent money?
Well, right now it just stays there until we decide what we're actually going to do with Rudder. If we need to add additional classroom spaces, we'll add those classroom spaces, but right now it just sits there.
The board was given a district-wide construction update during last night's meeting. You can hear an update on WTAW's 5 p.m. news hour. While public schools don't start classes until next week, Bryan Fire Department inspectors have seen plenty of traffic around Bryan ISD construction sites.
Those guys that drive the construction equipment, they can't always see real well around the implements they drive. People who are driving through the parking lots need to be taking a little extra time and being extra careful as they drive through, because there may be some tractor or some other kind of heavy implement driving through there.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse also advises adults to keep children out of work areas.
There may be a lot of tools laying around and such as that. Keep a close eye on your young children. Don't let them get loose and get off somewhere where they can get hold of something that can hurt them inside the school building.
Bouse says they have been at one campus or another doing inspections nearly every day since the end of the last school year. The state has released its grades on last year's performance of 8,600 public and charter schools in 1,200 districts. A link to the annual accountability ratings is online at WTAW.com. Both the College Station and Bryan ISDs received MET standard ratings as school districts. By individual campuses, all but four had the MET standard designation. The MET alternative standard rating went to each district's alternative high schools, and two Bryan campuses were rated improvement required. Rudder High School did not reach the minimum score for student achievement or student progress. Reaching either one would have given Rudder the MET standard rating. And Branch Elementary did not have the minimum score in the closing performance gaps index. Bryan Police is investigating another convenience store theft, but without guns or threats of violence. Just after 6 Monday morning at the Valero at William Joel Bryan in the freeway, two suspects identified only as having their faces covered took an undisclosed amount of money while the clerk was away from the counter. There was no contact between the clerk and the suspects, and no one was injured. Multiple reports have been received recently by the Brazos County Sheriff's Office from citizens who have received phone calls from individuals claiming to be employees and threatening arrest if they don't pay immediately for missing jury duty and contempt of court. Anyone with information about the latest scam is asked to call the Sheriff's Office or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Law enforcement will never ask for credit or debit card numbers over the phone and will never require you to use a specific payment, which this time is with a Green Dot Money Pack. At least one Texas A&M professor has stepped down due to the new campus carry law.
John Ellison was a genetics professor at A&M for 30 years, but he's stepping down because he doesn't believe that guns should be allowed in classrooms. He says he doesn't see the benefit in the new law.
A gun is simply not a necessity in a classroom.
Ellison says he certainly isn't ready to retire or leave A&M, but thinks it's his patriotic duty to stay true to his convictions. Kristen Weissel, TSN News.
Former Texas A&M football coach Jackie Sherrill was in San Antonio promoting to physicians the use of stem cell treatments in the United States.
Now, unfortunately, the FDA does not allow a lot of things, so you have to go out of the country.
Sherrill, who says he received stem cell treatment for a shoulder injury, is working with former NFL players to use stem cells for CTE and dementia, as well as traditional sports injuries. Sherrill is associated with a Houston-based company whose chief executive was the A&M System Region's chairman when he was the Aggies coach. And a prescription is no longer needed for girls and women receiving Texas Medicaid to get free mosquito repellent. State health officials announced today dropping the requirement. Girls and women between the ages of 10 and 45 on Medicaid can get up to 2 cans of repellent through October as a way to deal with the Zika virus. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Jill Jones with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. You may have heard we are in a seller's market in real estate. This is great news to most property owners, and they may be tempted to test the limits by overpricing their property. However, there are many pitfalls that may occur if a listing is overpriced. I can help explain all of them to you. I'm Jill Jones, and I would love to help you through the process. Contact me at liveinaggieland.com. I work where you live.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 7:38. The Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
The area remains east of a stalled frontal system in the central part of the state. The National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Again, some may produce heavy downpours, 85 to 90. Showers and storms are likely to continue into tonight, 70 to 75. Little change through tomorrow. More showers and thunderstorms possible, 85 to 90. Chance for showers and thunderstorms Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He'll have your Aggie football report. Speaking of which, Trevor Knight on another award watch list, and no American gold in female gymnastics, but Simone Biles and Lori Hernandez still fared well. I'll have all the details for you coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, one of the strange things that invariably radio news does is, whenever there's a hurricane or tornado or disaster like that, sooner or later, Fox News will run a chainsaw, you know, sound effect.
Yeah.
Going, you know, this is the sound of such and such as such and such happened and all that. So, and because sometimes radio just doesn't fit what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we still keep trying. So the Monte Carlo Tower, which is the only remaining tower of the Riviera Hotel and Casino, came down early this morning. The hotel's taller 24-story Monaco Tower was demolished in June. Riviera Hotel and Casino closed in the middle of May after 60 years of hosting big names in Las Vegas, right there on the Strip. So, since you couldn't be there, there you go. That's the sound of, here comes the second one, and that's the second one. There you are. That's the sound of demolition.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it's rumbling down, and that's it. So, there. And but, you know, there's no good time to do that in Las Vegas because people are going to be awake no matter what.
True.
Or they will be as soon as they start doing that. I think the last one they did was the Aladdin, but there you are. They'll make room for something else so that you can go and spend your money.
Oh, yeah. Somebody will definitely do something so that they can get your money.
Yeah, because you could bet it's not going to be family-friendly. They're not going to build some, you know, Noah's Ark exhibit there. I'm just saying, probably. And in case you didn't know,
it was 39 years ago today, August 16th, 1977, Elvis Presley died, a fact not lost on his legions of fans who still flock to Graceland in Memphis to visit the rock and roll icon's grave. We can't go on together. Despite pouring rain, a large turnout last night as fans holding candles paid their respects at Presley's former home, now a museum. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
I find it amazing that two of the three songs from Elvis I like, they played in that.
Yeah,
that,
nice.
Just a coincidence. Yeah.
We were talking about Graceland yesterday, too.
Yeah, we were, because they're going to put a big hotel there and all that. Oh. And Brian from Peace 107 this morning came in just to let me know. Today is, by the way, Tell a Joke Day.
It is.
So in honor of that, every once in a while, Brian will stick his head in the door and give me a joke. And he did this morning. He says, "What's green and sings? Elvis Parsley."
You know, I usually really love corny jokes,
yeah.
And sometimes the cornier the better.
Uh-huh. But, I know. That one, not so much.
But not parsley jokes.
That's okay, but I just thought that was, yeah, I thought that was timely. Needed to use it today because it'll be dated tomorrow. All right, so Uber and Lyft, not content with replacing taxi cabs, they also want to replace public transportation. Get this. Washington Post reports there are already some public transportation agencies experimenting with this concept. Here's how it would work. You buy a share of rides instead of getting on a bus. Some cities already pay for taxis in some situations, but the deal also raises some questions. For instance, what happens to people without smartphones? How many people don't have smartphones? I don't, in the big city.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I don't know.
What about picking up disabled riders? See, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
If you only have a few people in some areas, it's cheaper to use private cars. But what about those places in the big cities where you do need mass transit or mass numbers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the only other thing I think about is also from a time factor. I mean, buses run on a schedule. They are always there.
Right.
Is this what they're going to do? Because, you know, that's part of what people expect with mass transportation.
Yep.
Is that I'll stand right here and sooner or later something will come by and it'll it'll take me where I need to go.
Yeah. Right. I'm still stuck on the smartphone thing. Who's just not letting go of the flip phone?
Well,
you know?
I'm thinking
not a phone at all.
Oh, yeah.
People just can't afford to have a cell phone.
True.
In the big cities, it could be different. All right, so selfies are lame unless, of course, you're the one who's taking it. But selfies with your dog?
Oh, yeah.
Always the best. Now, someone has invented a device that attaches to your phone that makes taking selfies with your dog much, much easier. You'll have to see it to believe it, so check it out. They've got a Facebook page. Go to firebox.com/poochselfie, and you can see that.
Pooch selfie.
Once you've gotten that done, everything's perfect, right? As long
Why
as you have something to...
Why is it hard to take a selfie with your dog?
Well, it depends on the kind of dog you've got, maybe. Don't
I
know.
Guess.
And, you know, do you want the dog looking at you? Do you want the dog looking at the camera? What should you do?
It's not hard if you have a selfie stick, you know.
You're not supposed to do that either. So we'll see. Auto repair shop owner in Maine behind bars after he sold an elderly customer's car while he was supposed to be repairing it. The elderly guy had brought the car to his shop for a window repair, but the shop owner took his sweet time and eventually moved the location of his shop before he fixed the guy's window. Elderly customer was ill for a while, finally called police, couldn't get a straight answer from the repair shop owner. Police say the guy sold the car without a title.
Wow. How do you...
I don't know.
I guess there's ways.
That's
yeah.
complicated in any number of ways. Hello?
Yeah, would you repeat the joke? I missed it.
Oh, sure. What's green and sings? Elvis Parsley.
Oh.
We can do it again if we ought to. That's all right. Okay. So, Have you heard about the 22 push-up challenge?
No.
I have not.
Okay. Ice bucket challenge, we know. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a big hit. This has to do with the 22 military veterans who commit suicide daily. Heard about it at all? So we'll see if that catches on. I'm not sure.
Hey,
okay.
I've got a text.
Tell me.
What's green?
Hey, wait a minute. How do they text? How can they text us, Chelsea? Tell
us. You can text us by inputting into your phone, whether it's flip or smart, 979-695-1620. Make sure to include the area code.
Okay.
979-695-1620. What's green and sings?
Okay.
I thought the answer was Frank Sinatra.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
How many times have you had to tell your children, put the dishes away, hang up your backpack, or put away your shoes for the 15th time? If you're tired of repeating the same instructions over and over, here's a practical idea to consider. Let your children know that when they go above and beyond their normal duties to help the family, they'll be rewarded with a dollar. But if they have to be reminded to take care of their normal responsibilities, you'll take a dollar away. Offering a reward for doing the right thing is as old as parenting itself, and it can be effective. It offers parents a lot of flexibility, and it doesn't have to be about money. Other forms of positive reinforcement can work too. It could be extra screen time or a later bedtime or more time with friends, something they value. But a caution to parents, be careful that you don't take away more money or privileges than you're giving. That can be demotivating. And don't make this technique your only parenting strategy. I still remember the day my oldest son, Trent, said, "Is money the only way you know how to discipline?" But for the most part, my wife and I have found the dollar method to work pretty well. A reward system can't be the only tool you rely on, but it's simple, and I think you'll find it works a lot better than arguing with your children or constantly repeating yourself. Positive reinforcement is one of the best ways for children to learn to take responsibility for their own behavior. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
From executive producer LeBron James.
I need this. Like yesterday.
Cleveland entrepreneurs get a chance to compete for their shot at success.
That will be a game changer for me and our business.
I believe your hustle is going to make this happen.
We got work to do now.
It's hard work, but it's totally worth it.
Cleveland Hustles. Premiere episodes Wednesdays at 10.
Everybody can have great ideas, but you have what it takes in here.
Only on CNBC.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Acme Glass has always understood that when glass needs to be replaced, quite often there are some safety issues concerned and maybe some security issues as well. Acme Glass, more than happy to respond quickly to that. Can be glass that needs to be replaced in your home, your vehicle, or maybe your business, and they will do that for you. And time was when Acme Glass opened in 1946 that what they did as far as glass replacement was kind of different. Now they understand that out in the field, installation is something that needs to be done, whether it's on a piece of equipment or on your vehicle. Chip repair, couldn't even do that when Acme Glass opened up. And now
They do chip repair that takes you just a few minutes, and your insurance quite often pays for it. And also, when they opened in 1946, because they didn't know about chip repair, if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, you get free chip repair for as long as you own the vehicle. Just one of the things that the Moorheads do to keep up with the times. Glass itself, still basically what it was, but the way that you use it has changed drastically, and they've changed right along with it. Two locations to serve you in downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Well, the Ags football season is just about 2 weeks away, and with your Aggie football report, here's our very own Zach Taylor.
Well, T-minus 19 days until Texas A&M kicks off the season against UCLA. Now, it'll be a reunion of sorts for new offensive coordinator Noel Mazzone, who spent four seasons with the Bruins.
You know, it's funny because I didn't even realize that until about after I was here for about 2 weeks. And so when I talk to Jim, and I talk probably every week, Coach Mora and I are really good friends, and I mean, it was a great, great experience and having an opportunity to work 4 years with Jim. And not only is he a great football coach, but I consider him a really good friend. But you know, in this profession, that happens. Not the first time I've lined up across the field from, you know, somebody that I just coached for, or kids I've coached before, or against coaches I've coached with before. So it's going to be exciting.
Now, in his time at UCLA, Mazzone helped coach quarterbacks Brent Hundley and Josh Rosen. Now he has veteran Trevor Knight at A&M.
You know, he's obviously an older kid, more mature. You know, I think when he first came in, he was trying to show everybody how good he was. Well, he doesn't need to show how good he is to everybody anymore. I think he just has to come in and stay in the system, play in the system. He's got some really talented tools, you know, and weapons around him. And so if he just does a pretty good job of handing it off and throwing it to the right guys every now and then, I think we'll be all right.
Well, I guess we'll find out on Saturday, September 3rd, when the Aggies host the Bruins at Kyle Field. Kickoff is slated for 2:30 p.m. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor. Thanks, Zach. Speaking of Trevor Knight, the Texas A&M graduate transfer quarterback was included on the preseason watch list for the Manning Award, which is given annually to college football's top quarterback after the conclusion of the bowl games. For Knight, it marked his fifth watch list of the 2016 preseason. Knight joined the Aggies in January after playing three seasons for the Sooners, and he won the starting nod at quarterback after a strong performance in the spring. In Waco, Baylor football coach Jim Grobe says Baylor running back Johnny Jefferson will be, quote, out for a while after suffering first a foot injury and then a rib injury from a car accident. Grobe said the foot injury, suffered when Jefferson was stepped on during a preseason practice, will likely be the biggest issue. In Major League Baseball,
Beltre swings and cranks one to deep left field. That is on its way, and that ball is history. Adrian with his 10th career grand slam. He turns this game around. It's 5-2 Texas, and Globe Life Park is on its feet.
Adrian Beltre hit a grand slam as the Texas Rangers beat Oakland last night 5-2. Martin Perez also pitched seven strong innings to get the first win he's had since late June, with Sam Dyson getting his 27th save. Game 2 with the Athletics is tonight in Arlington at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In other news for the Rangers, DH Shin-Soo Chu broke his left forearm when he was hit by a pitch from Oakland's Ross Detweiler. Chu immediately went to a knee, holding his arm near his left wrist. He'll go onto the disabled list for the fourth time this season. In New York, Alex Rodriguez has announced through a spokesman that he will not play again this year, dispelling rumors that he might join the Miami Marlins. The 41-year-old A-Rod was released by the New York Yankees on Saturday after hitting just 200 with 9 home runs and 31 RBIs this season. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have signed two-time Pro Bowl center Travis Frederick to a six-year, $56 million contract extension. The deal runs through 2023 and makes Frederick the NFL's highest-paid center. The Cowboys take the field at AT&T Stadium against the Dolphins for the second game of their preseason on Friday, August 19th. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Also in the NFL, the organization says the four linebackers being investigated for an alleged link to performance-enhancing drugs will be suspended unless they agree to be interviewed by the league in the next 10 days. The linebackers are James Harrison of the Steelers, Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers of the Packers, and free agent Mike Neal. A league vice president sent a letter to the NFL Players Association detailing the plan to suspend the four if they don't speak with the league by August 25th. Heading out to the links in Upper Arlington, Ohio, Gene Sowers has won the rain-delayed U.S. Senior Open. Sowers closed with a 1-under-69 to finish 3-under in his first career senior victory. He closed with three straight pars to go from a one-shot deficit to a one-shot win over Miguel Angel Jimenez and Billy Mayfair. And in Rio, Simone Biles' bid to become the first female gymnast to win 5 gold medals in a single Olympics ended yesterday. The American had to settle for bronze in the balance beam following a flawed performance, wobbling during the middle of her routine and landing awkwardly while completing a front somersault. Meanwhile, U.S. teammate Lori Hernandez claimed the silver medal in the beam. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you got to bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff.
Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs. We'll do our Olympic update later on. Do that next hour so that we can talk about all those wonderful things that have been going on.
Oh yeah.
Because actually, there's been a volleyball innovation that has not worked out very well.
Oh really?
And Chelsea, being a former volleyball person, will talk about that.
Yeah.
Amateur musician has said she was stopped from carrying her cello on board a British Airways flight, as the instrument needed a visa to travel in the extra seat. She'd booked the seat for it, okay? She'd paid for it, but they got to have a visa for it. Jane Bevan of Switzerland, attempting to board a flight from Zurich to Baltimore for, of course, with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, when she was stopped at check-in and told she needed a travel visa for the cello. The instrument was booked onto, it had its own seat with the name Chuck Cello. Trying to get things worked out, she missed her flight. By the next day, United booked her and the cello, hey, in first class.
Nice.
Upgrade, caused a little problem, a little bad PR. Don't want that going on, so here we go. All right, word spy from the internet that keeps track of such things. How about a wrist top? That would be a computer or similar device that's worn or used on the wrist. So you got your laptop, got your desktop, now you got your wrist top.
Huh.
Snail okay. paper? Right. Snail paper. That would be the print edition of a newspaper. Call it snail paper.
Snail paper.
Wow. Okay. The punkineer, that would be a person who grows giant pumpkins, particularly ones meant to be entered into pumpkin weighing contests.
I've always wondered what to call those people. That's always
me
a problem
too.
For me.
Punkineer, there you go.
New name for Bill.